Good evening. This is Kent Lindquist, your co-host for The Feeling of Jazz, along with my co-host, Dr. Alan Korns. Al and I are here every Sunday night for some of the finest in modern mainstream jazz. And we're here from 8 to 10, and we hope you'll make a habit of joining us. I hope you'll stick around tonight for 2 hours of fine swinging sounds. I'm going to continue with installment two of my salute to modern jazz tenor sax giant Dexter Gordon. And Dexter was one in the forefront of modern bop coming out of the 40s. He started out in L.A. when he was all of 17 with the Louis Armstrong band. And he gravitated to the Billy Eckstine's Big Bop band. And then he worked mostly as a singer, as in small groups. And this is one of his albums that he cut in 1955 on a small independent L.A. label, Dutone. And along with Dexter, we got two guys that transplanted themselves from Indianapolis to L.A. That's Kyle Perkins on piano, Leroy Vinegar on bass. We also got Chuck Thompson on drums, a West Coast drummer. This is his old standard, I Hear Music. Thank you. fine tenor sax solo by our highlight artist of the week, tenor sax man Dexter Gordon. I Hear Music, and there's also a nice piano solo there by Carl Perkins.
Well, I'm going to start off with a number by Errol Garner from a Columbia CD titled Body and Soul. It's got Errol on piano, John Simmons on bass, Shadow Wilson on drums. It's a Kay Swift and Paul James number from a 1930s musical of the same name called Fine and Dandy. Garner and his trio with a tune called Fine and Dandy.
Okay, and the first track I played by Dexter Gordon was cut in 1955. He cut one other album in 1955 that was on the Bethlehem label. Then he also cut one album as a sideman for an album on the Bethlehem label under the name of drummer Stan Levy. And along with Dexter, we had Frank Rossellino on trombone, Connie Condoli out of Mishawaka, Indiana, on trumpet, Lou Levy on Leroy Vinegar is back on bass from Indianapolis. He was on the first track with Dexter. And this is a little thing written by Dexter called Stanley the Steamer. Thank you. right. That was our highlight artist, Dexter Gordon, on tenor sax all the way through on that one. That was a composition by Dexter called Stanley Steamer. And Rossellino on trombone and Connie Condoli were in the arrangement, but they did the solo. Dexter was on the solo, and Lou Levy was on piano, Leroy Vinegar on bass, Stan Levy on drums. That album was under Stan Levy's name.
Well, next, I have a number by the Count Basie Band. It's on a Pablo label called The Best of Count Basie. That's probably somebody's opinion, given the amount of work that the Count left behind. In addition to Basie on piano, the rhythm section is John Duke on bass, Freddie Green on guitar, Butch Miles on drums, and the band. And it's a tune written by Bill Holman, who did a lot of arranging and writing for not only Duke, but Woody Herman and Buddy Rich and Stan Kenton and others, covering a 60-year career. This tune is called Tree Frog. Yeah, and that was a Count Basie band with an original by Bill Holman called Tree Frog, with some nice muted trombone in there by Al Gray.
All right, back to Dexter Gordon. And between around 62 to 76, Dexter spent an awful lot of time playing in the jazz clubs, either in Paris or in Copenhagen. And this track is on the Steeplechase label, the European label, and they recorded a lot of Dexter out of the Jazz House Montmartre in Copenhagen. And this particular track is something called Benji's Bounce, written by Dexter Gordon with Tete Matalo on piano, Niels Henning Ørsted Pedersen on bass, and here we've got another American on the group, Billy Higgins on drums, well-versed veteran, and this is a little thing put together by Dexter called Benji's Bounce.
Thank you.
little thing called Benji's Bounce, written by our Spotlight Artist of the Week, tenor man Dexter Gordon, with Tete Bottolo there on piano. It was a fine thing cut on the at the Jazz House in Montmartre, Copenhagen.
Next up, I have Ken Peplowski and Friends on a Concord CD called Steppin' with Peps. Ken is a multi-instrumentalist, plays just about anything that involves a reed. Here, in addition to directing this group, he's on tenor sax, along with Ben Arrow now on piano, John Golby on bass, Alan Dawson on drums, Bucky Pizzarelli on guitar, Joel Wilder on trumpet. And it's a Lou Douglas, Cliff Parman, Frank LeVere composition titled Pretend. That was Ken Popkowski and Friends, Ken on tenor sax, Ben Aronoff on piano, John Golby on bass, Alan Dawson on drums, Bucky Pizzarelli on guitar, and Joe Wilder on trumpet, with Lou Douglas, Cliff Parman, Frank LeVere composition titled Pretend.
Back to our man Dexter Gordon, our tenor sax highlight artist of the week. And Dexter had a propensity for picking out rather obscure pop tunes and doing them. And here he does 3 o'clock in the morning. As the liner notes say, it may seem strange piece of material for a modern jazz band to play, but Don Byas and Slam Stewart recorded in the 40s, and he injects some humor in the thing. Apparently, he quotes 5 o'clock whistle and take me out to the ball game. We'll have to see if that's we can pick up on that. But anyway, it's 3 o'clock in the morning. It's a neat little pop tune, and let's listen to Dexter do it. Thank you. was our saxophonist of the week, Dexter Gordon, from his Blue Note album called Go. Backing up Dexter was Sonny Clark on piano, Butch Warren on bass, Billy Higgins on drums. That was 3 o'clock in the morning.
Well, next we have the West Montgomery Trio. This is a CD reissue of the original trio LP, featuring Wes on guitar, Melvin Ryan on organ, and Paul Parker on drums. I always had some regrets because when I was in dental school, I used to frequent the drive-in restaurant that was directly across the street from the club that Wes was played in, and this was long before he hit the national scene. Unfortunately, I didn't have the required number of years to visit him at that location, so I've always had regrets about that. This is an Alan Burton, Burton Lane composition called Too Late Now. Thank you. West Montgomery Trio, I believe his original trio out of Indianapolis, on his first recording on the Riverside label with the tune Too Late Now.
Well, you've been listening to the Feeling of Jazz here on the Lecture 89.1 FM for the better part of this last hour. And we do a two-hour show, so we're going to take a break for the news at the top of the hour. We'll be back for approximately another 1 hour. So hope you'll stick around and listen to some more fine modern mainstream jazz. We're going to close it out with another thing by tenor sax man Dexter Gordon from his Blue Note album, Doing All Right. And this is Indianapolis night, I guess, for this show, because on trumpet is Freddie Hubbard out of Indianapolis. We have Horace Parlin on piano, George Tecker on bass, Al Haywood on drums. This is from Dexter's Blue Note album. This is a title track, I Was Doing All Right, written by George and Ira Gershwin.